Ever feel like we're kind of, stumbling into a sci-fi future? And not the fun kind with flying cars. More like, have we asked if we even want this?
I know exactly what you mean.
We're doing a deep dive into a proposed law from Spain, and it's making some serious waves. This isn't about siestas or paella, it's about your right to use good old-fashioned cash. We've got all the research right here, and honestly, this feels straight out of a Black Mirror episode. A world where you can't even buy a loaf of bread with cash.
Well, it sounds wild, right? But it's a very real issue they're trying to get ahead of. We're all so busy tapping our phones for everything that we might not even notice cash becoming obsolete. But this law, it kind of forces you to hit the pause button and think about the potential downsides, especially for folks who might not be as comfortable in a cashless world.
Right, so let's get into it. Why is Spain even proposing this law in the first place? What's the big deal with cash anyway?
It boils down to a few key things. The law makes a strong case against forced digitalization. You know, being told you can't fully participate in the economy just because you might not have the latest smartphone or a reliable internet connection.
So it's about ensuring everyone has equal access, no matter their tech savviness or where they live.
Exactly. But it goes deeper than that, touching upon the potential for, like, control and vulnerability. When you rely solely on banks and tech companies to handle every single transaction, you're placing a lot of trust in those systems. What happens if those systems fail, become too expensive, or even worse, start excluding certain groups of people? This law really shines a light on those what-if scenarios.
It's like putting all your eggs in one basket, but that basket isn't even in your hands anymore.
Exactly. And there's another fascinating point they bring up that often gets overlooked. This assumption that going cashless automatically equals less crime and fraud. They actually cite a European court ruling that directly challenges this idea, suggesting it's not as cut and dry as it seems.
Okay, so let's dive into the actual proposed law. What does it say?
Well, it's surprisingly detailed. It lays out specific rights and responsibilities for individuals, businesses, even government entities. It's really trying to create a framework for a fair and balanced, mixed cash digital economy.
So not banning digital payments outright, but making sure cash remains a viable option alongside those slick phone transactions.
Exactly. One of the core tenets of the law is that everyone in Spain has the right to use physical euros in their everyday transactions. No one, not even that grumpy shopkeeper, can refuse to accept your cash.
Okay, so no more cash-only signs, but are businesses required to handle cash? I mean, that seems like a logistical hurdle.
They thought of that. To avoid burdening businesses, the law requires banks to process cash transactions for their customers. And here's the kicker: they can't tack on extra fees.
So it's about finding a way for both cash and digital to coexist, not picking a winner.
Exactly. And they even take it a step further. They've actually mandated that essential services, like utilities and public transportation, they have order to offer a way to pay with cash in person.
That's a big deal, right? It's easy to forget that not everyone has constant internet access to pay bills online or even the patience to deal with those automated phone systems. This feels like it's really trying to protect those who might be most vulnerable in a rapidly shifting world.
Absolutely. It reminds me of when Sweden tried, like, this big push towards a cashless society a few years back. And while it seemed fine on the surface, a lot of people, particularly older folks, felt incredibly left out.
Like showing up to a dinner party with a perfectly good bottle of wine, only to realize everyone else brought theirs digitally and you've got no way to open it.
Exactly. It
Yeah.
just highlights why the Spanish law is so interesting. It's not about, like, halting technological progress. It's about making sure no one is excluded from basic economic participation.
It's such a delicate balance, isn't it? We all love the convenience and efficiency of digital transactions, but not if it comes at the cost of potentially sidelining entire groups of people.
It's definitely complex, with passionate voices on both sides of the issue. For example, a lot of proponents for a cashless society, their main argument is usually reduced crime. With digital, there's always a trail, makes those illicit activities much harder to hide.
That makes sense. But then couldn't that same logic be flipped for more, I don't know, nefarious purposes?
Yeah.
If every single transaction is trackable, doesn't that give governments or corporations a lot of potential power?
That's a valid concern, and it's something this proposed law actually tries to address head-on. I mean, imagine a future where your access to essential services, things you need, hinges on some kind of, like, digital citizen score or an algorithm analyzing your spending habits. This law acts as a safeguard against that potential for, you know, overreach.
And then there's the whole privacy issue. You ever, like, search for something online and then suddenly, bam, you're seeing ads for it everywhere. Now imagine that happening, but with every single thing you buy.
You've hit on another crucial point. Data privacy becomes even more paramount in a cashless society. Who has access to all that transaction history? How are they using it? This Spanish law is a good reminder that these aren't just hypothetical questions anymore. They've got real-world consequences.
It really feels like we're at a crossroads here, and the Spanish law is like a giant flashing neon sign saying, hold up a sec, let's think this through before we dive headfirst into a fully cashless society.
It's a vital conversation starter. You know, what's really interesting is how this proposed law in Spain actually ties into these broader global trends we're seeing.
So Spain's kind of saying to the rest of the world, hey, we're trying something a little different over here, pay attention. But are other countries actually taking notice?
They definitely are. We're seeing these similar debates about digital currencies and the future of cash popping up everywhere from the European Union to like main streets all over the world. This isn't just a Spain thing anymore. It's a global conversation.
So Spain's kind of kicking off this global conversation about the future of money, which is fascinating. But let's bring it back down to earth for a sec. How's all this playing out for the average person?
It's interesting. It's like, imagine you're scrolling through your social media feed, right? You're going to see a whole mix of reactions to this.
Yeah.
Some people are, like, giving Spain a standing ovation, saying it's about time somebody stood up for the little guy, for those who aren't glued to their phones 24/7.
Yeah, it's that classic debate progress at what cost, right?
Boy.
We all want things to be easier, more efficient, but not if it means leaving a whole chunk of people behind.
Exactly. And then, on the other side of the coin, you've got those who think this whole thing is like Spain hitting the rewind button. They're saying holding onto cash is like refusing to use email because you happen to be really fast on a typewriter. Digital is inevitable, they say, so why even try to fight it?
So it's either a bold step forward for individual rights or a nostalgic stumble backward, depending on who you ask.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole debate so compelling. It really gets at the heart of how we balance individual freedom, economic inclusion, and you know, all this rapid technological change. There are strong arguments on both sides.
So for our listeners who are now thoroughly invested in this Spanish cash saga, what should they be paying attention to? What happens if this law actually goes through?
This could be a real turning point. If Spain pulls this off, if they show the world that you can have a thriving digital economy without sacrificing inclusivity, it could inspire a domino effect. Other countries might start to rethink their own approaches to digital currencies, financial regulations, the whole shebang.
Like Spain's drawing a line in the sand saying, hey, we can embrace the future without selling out our values.
Precisely. And the thing is, this goes way beyond just cash. It's about setting a precedent for how we navigate this, like constantly evolving relationship between technology, government, and what it means to be a free individual in the digital age.
So for our listeners out there, maybe sipping on their digitally purchased coffee right now, any final food for thought as they process all of this?
You know, at the end of the day, this Spanish law is a powerful reminder that we're not just along for the ride when it comes to this tech revolution. We have a voice. We get a say. So ask yourself, what kind of future do you want to be a part of? And maybe even more importantly, what are you going to do to help shape it?
That's all the time we have for today's deep dive, but it's certainly given us all a lot to think about. Make sure to check out our show notes for links to all the research we discussed and more. Until next time.